Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Greetings and guten Tag from Berlin, one of the most cultured and outre cities of Europe, where experimentation and convention flouting is part of the zeitgeist. Recently, someone commented that German filmmakers were not very self-critical about World War II. Well, actually that wasn't true. There were about 5 films made soon after the war, but not one made money. Whereas the American film Judgment at Nuremberg, made in 1960, made a pile and garnered huge praise, with Burt Lancaster famously playing Goering and Judy Garland a living witness. But it took longer for German audiences to be able to look at their history in film. After 1989, everything changed, and the films about the war and its communist aftermath started pouring forth. Now, this weekend, maintaining its cutting edge, Berlin has premiered the new biopic of the late Michael Jackson, his nephew in the eponymous role. Is it a hagiography that will please millions of MJ fans who never lost faith, but equally will anger those who believe all the accusations, though they were never proven? One thing is for sure, since his death 17 years ago, the MJ estate has made $3.5 billion. When you take into account the record releases, the music catalogues, and all the shows about MJ. Two unrelated interesting facts emerged this week following a trial of thickened glass being used in pubs in the UK. There were 40,000 fewer glassings. That's when person A attacks person B with a glass with shattering consequences. The other new finding is that all the pictures we take on Insta and TikTok and all the manipulations of images that we have at our disposal today, well, many young parents are turning to portrait artists to immortalize their darling offspring in the way that was normal for many back in the 1950s, before photography became democratized. So we're going backwards. Brock and Vinyl Fair at Lectour, taking place at the Allogra next weekend, is another indication that we're looking back with dewy, rose-tinted eyes, is everywhere. Vinyl and vintage is more than niche in 2026. On Sunday, a flute duo, Marc Armengaud and Sam Cowther, bring us the haunting flute playing from the Baroque times to the modern at the Château de Flamarens at 4:30, €20 entrance fee. The poster for the recital is The Young Flautist by Edward Manet, with his dark-eyed, direct gaze, in a black hat with red and yellow flashes, in a black military cutaway black coat with a row of gold buttons down the front, worn with rust-red bloomers, and of course his flute and brass flute holder. The original of that painting in 1866, in the midst of the Austro-Prussian War, is in the Musée d'Orsay. Across the weekend at Jean Bred, you can hone your pétanque skills and dance the night away, starting on Friday with a dinner and dancing, and then 2 days of serious pétanque, followed by more fandangos on the dance floor at the Salle de Fête de Jean Bred. For meat-eating folk, please reserve your places by the 23rd at the Salle Runel Belliard, how appropriate, in Terrobe, for a day of feasting, sampling the hunter's spoils. Plat principal is venison, washed down with red and rosé wine, and of course Armagnac, €20 per adult. For those with a sweet tooth, you can tour the Chocolaterie Eticable in Florence on Thursday the 23rd. We'll end, as we started, with film. And this one is directed by Hungarian filmmaker Ildikó Enyedi, a winner of the Golden Bear at the 67th Berlin Film Festival. This is The Silent Friend. Her film is in English and German and set in a botanical garden. 3 periods of time, 3 personalities, finding a connection with plants, as the current King of England has been doing for years. And that's on in Lectour on Saturday. So if it's gentle and uncontroversial film that you're after, this is it.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com